Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Before we start today's show, we want to let you know that starting Monday, May 11th, the Reporter Roundup will be called the LA Report. If you're already a subscriber, you won't need to change anything. And if you're not, you'll be able to find and subscribe to the LA Report on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. Thanks for listening. Today, the worst unemployment report in nearly a century, checking in on California's large community of Filipino healthcare workers, and a story of a technophobic mom who's now embracing a whole new world. First, the latest unemployment numbers are devastating, with the national rate now up to 14.7%. That's the highest level since the Great Depression. Here's David Wagner, who's been putting some faces to those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, this is the worst jobs report we've seen since the Great Depression. And here in California, Governor Newsom has said the unemployment rate is even higher. It's at 18%. And, you know, you got to remember that during the last recession, the state never got higher than about a 12.5% unemployment rate. So these numbers are just so big and abstract. I did want to put a human face to them. And I noticed that one of the big declines in today's report was in the entertainment industry. So I talked to a woman who co-owns a recording studio in North Hollywood. And, you know, she's had no work for about 2 months now. She's not sure when it's going to be safe to reopen the studio. You know, some of her big clients are gospel choirs, and they're not going to want to come in and sing wearing masks, you know, and just right now it's not a good idea to squeeze a bunch of people into the same room for a recording session. So, you know, I think economists hope when they look at these high unemployment numbers that they're really just temporary job losses, that, you know, those high unemployment rates will start to come down when people can safely return to their jobs. But in just so many different industries, there's a lot of uncertainty about getting people back to work.
Next, Jackie Fortier reports on the impact the pandemic is having on the residents and staffs of nursing homes, many of which have been hit hard by the outbreak.
Yeah, the vast majority of the COVID-19 deaths in Los Angeles County are nursing home residents. And this week, the county released data that showed that people who live in high poverty areas of LA have four times the COVID-19 deaths of people in more affluent areas. So now that we have more data, we're starting to see this convergence of nursing home deaths, economic inequality, and race, because we also know that people of color, particularly African Americans, Asian Pacific Islanders, and Native Hawaiians are dying at a higher rate. County health officials say they're zeroing in on all of these groups. Their top priority is expanding testing in nursing homes that have COVID-19 outbreaks going on right now. They're also doing outreach in multiple languages to encourage people to get tested and providing more testing in high poverty areas. We'll really just have to wait and see how well their effort works out.
Nearly 20% of California's nurses are Filipino, the highest rate in the country. Here's Josie Wong on how the coronavirus is affecting one of the largest groups of frontline healthcare workers.
Right. Actually, they're at least a fifth of California's nurses, and many are American-born, but even more are coming from the Philippines and have been coming since the 1960s. Because of those high numbers, we're starting to hear about the impact of COVID-19 on them. There was just a vigil this week for a Filipina nurse who died after treating patients at Hollywood Presbyterian. I also spoke to a couple of Filipino-American nurses who've gotten COVID. One was so sick, he was placed in a coma and connected to a ventilator for 10 days. Another nurse I talked to advocated for more protective equipment for her fellow nurses, even as she was quarantined at home from COVID by herself. In the story, I also get into why there are so many Filipino nurses in California to begin with, and why some of them say they're uniquely prepared for the pandemic we're facing right now.
And finally, as we all know, this Mother's Day will be different, very different. In a tribute to his mother, our own Eric Galindo shares his mom's transition during the pandemic from someone who is computer shy to a master of all things tech, as she embraces Zoom, FaceTime, and everything else to stay in touch with family, with her church, and with life in general as we all stay at home.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that I've been teaching her. She's just been using it and then coming to me for help when she can't figure it out. And it's interesting because in the 61 years that I've known my mother, she's never really been a tech person. She never even had her phone on her. But since the quarantine started, she's become like a super person, even more so. She jogs. She's got her jazz videos on YouTube. She's on Facebook, Pinterest. She's recreating meals from restaurants just to show she can do it better. Like my mom is, to me, like the the epitome of like the flexibility of humanity. Like, she's just elastic, and she's just been able to overcome the abject poverty of her youth, and like now is like in this, she's a middle class like suburban mom doing the middle class suburban mom thing, and like still doesn't really speak English. But it's great, and I really am happy that she's found ways to cope with this quarantine that she didn't have before.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.